KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Life Saving South Africa says the rising number of drownings in the province is concerning. This week, at least five incidents were reported along the coast. Yesterday, divers found the body of a teenage boy who drowned while swimming with friends at Pennington Beach on the south coast. They also found the body of a man who drowned last week at the Margate Pier. He was found at the Mzamba River mouth, with his family still in the process of identifying him. In Umgababa, a search is underway for a 9-year-old child believed to have drowned in the Johanna estuary. Life Saving South Africa is urging people only to swim where lifeguards are on duty. They're also urging people to supervise children around pools, bathtubs and near water containers. And Durban Metro Police is warning job seekers about an online recruitment scam. It says the scammers, who are fraudulently offering employment, pose as representatives of the Metro Police. Spokesperson Boisi Zungu says the criminals have been asking potential seekers for upfront payments in order to secure jobs.
We want to make it clear that we will never request payment from candidates at any stage of hiring process. If you are asking to send money in connection with a job offer, you must immediately report it by contacting Metro Police on 031-361-0000 or contact SAPS on 10111.
And the Southern African Development Community has extended the mandate of the South African-led mission in the Eastern DRC for another year. SADC announced the decision after a summit held in Zimbabwe. The mission, which includes troops from Tanzania, Malawi and Burundi, aims to counter rebels of the March 23 movement who control over 60% of North Kivu. NewsWatch's Anastasia Mokhubu reports.
Over 6 million people remain displaced and 27 million are food insecure due to ongoing conflicts and disrupted farming. The M23 rebel group, allegedly supported by Rwanda, continues to resist regional and government forces. SADC leaders reaffirmed their commitment to peace, recognizing the efforts of the African Union and United Nations in seeking solutions to stabilize the region.
Your top story, Life Saving South Africa says the rising number of drownings in the province is concerning. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For the News Watch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.